Joining us right now is General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, former vice chief of staff of the U.S. Army, and also chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, also a Fox News military analyst. Well qualified to give us his opinion on what is happening in North Korea. General, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Glad to be here.
So glad you could join us. What do you say to those who say that President Trump's words are inflaming the situation with North Korea?
I don't think this is all that important about the words. I think I probably would not have selected those words, and likely Tillerson and Mattis wouldn't have either. But I think what the president is doing, which we all agree with, he is clearly telling North Korea that the previous policies of appeasement and accommodation of his predecessors is over, and that he is not going to accept North Korea putting the American people at risk. And if he has to take military action, as horrific as those consequences would be, he is telling them that he will. And that is critical to the change that must take place in the mindset of China and North Korea. And believe me, China is as complicit here as North Korea is. So that's really what is taking place here. What words he uses to describe that, I don't think is all that particularly important, but the message is clear. And if you're going to have deterrence, like we had during the Cold War with the Soviet Union, there's two things you have to have. One is you have to have real military capability, and your adversary also has to believe that you would use it, that you have intent. In the last 8 years, our adversaries came to realize that President Obama would likely never, ever use military force. As a result of it, it emboldened our adversaries. Well, Trump is trying to play a hand, you know, in his own words, which are different maybe than other presidents would use, who would be more measured in their statements. But he's trying to accomplish the same thing. He's trying to say to the North Koreans, I don't want to go to war, but to avoid that war, I want you to understand I'm willing to go to war. Mm-hmm. And that's really the crucible.
Yeah, General James Mattis, among others yesterday, the president expressed an openness to still negotiating, although he said, really, we've tried that for decades and it really hasn't borne fruit. And meanwhile, General James Mattis is saying that, hey, it seems like the diplomatic effort is gaining some traction, courtesy of Nikki Haley and Rex Tillerson. Is an outcome of this that we do negotiate either directly with North Korea or through China?
Well, Secretary Tillerson has offered direct negotiations with the North Koreans. And there's people likely on the far right that are very opposed to something like that. But I think what Tillerson has said as a caveat, to opening that discussion with him, the reason why North Korea, and I'll come back to the point what Tillerson's making, our audience has got to understand, the reason why the Kim dynasty wanted to have nuclear weapons is to preserve the regime. We all understand that. But Kim Jong-un has departed from his grandfather and his father, who acquired nuclear weapons. The United States acquiesced after that happened. He didn't believe that that was enough to preserve the regime. He's paranoid after he watched the United States in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya that the United States would come for him and change the regime. No other country would. But he knows the United States could. And that's what bothers him. So he decided to acquire nuclearized ICBMs and put the American people at risk, not just South Korea, the American people, a departure from his relatives, the Kim dynasty. And it's that very thing, obviously, that has us so much concern. But you have to understand his rationale, and there's a strategy associated with that. While his words are bellicose, his strategy from his perspective is quite sound. And so what Tillerson is trying to do and get inside Kim's head is that, look, I want to talk to you. And I want you to understand that we are not interested in changing out the regime. which is the reason for all that we're dealing with in terms of this crisis.
Yeah, we're at a heightened, obviously a very heightened state here with a country threatening nuclear attacks on the United States. But here, it seems to me that if you've got a rogue dictator threatening to attack the United States like this, it's kind of a bizarre way for him to earn a seat at the negotiating table, right?
Yeah, but I still don't blame the administration for doing that. What Tillerson said, he had a condition for it. He said, I'll sit down and talk to you. But the condition is you have to stop testing, all right? And you have to agree that you're not going to shoot any more missiles, and then we're going to talk about the way ahead and how can we work something out in terms of our mutual benefit. So if that condition is not granted, you know, he's not going to have the discussion. Kim fired right back at that offer from Tillerson and said this. He said, I'm not sitting down at the negotiation table where my nuclear capability is on the table as a negotiating item. So this negotiation is unlikely to take place.
General Keane, there is a piece on Fox News written by Fred Flight that alleges that back in the Obama administration in 2013, they knew that North Korea had the ability to put these miniaturized nuclear weapons on warheads and yet chose to do nothing about it and try to conceal that information. Do you agree? Do you know that to be true?
I don't know if that's true, but given the things that we have found out about the Obama administration and how they manipulated the Congress over the nuclear deal with the Iranians and created absolutely false information. I mean, that's very disappointing to know that, but I've been disappointed before, and it doesn't surprise me. They had a tendency to kind of want to hide the conditions that would possibly lead to some kind of confrontation with our adversaries. And they also had two things that bothered me quite a bit about them. They exaggerated their successes in dealing with foreign policy and national security and minimized the danger. And that certainly was true of radical Islam. It was true of what was taking place in Syria. It was true of the nuclear deal and also Russian and North Korea adventurism. So that doesn't surprise me, but I have no knowledge of it.
All right, okay. General Jack Keane, thanks for helping us keep an eye this morning on North Korea, what's going on there, as the entire country pays attention, especially the President of the United States, where this morning tweeting again about this just minutes ago. General Jack Keane, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, wonderful. Good talking to you.